Who is great? What does it take to even be considered great? At Biomat USA, we know that everyone has greatness inside of them because the plasma in your blood is exactly what doctors need to save lives. So the answer to the question, who is great, is simple. It's you, the second you walk through our door and donate.
Earn up to $325 per month when you donate at Biomat USA in Richmond on South Laburnum, across from White Oak Shopping Center.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now we're going to answer to buy or not to buy, man. I can't wait to talk about that. I can't wait to talk about everything else that's going on. And I got a question for you. I posed it on Twitter, and I'm going to pose it to you.
Okay, put me on the spot.
Big three or summer league basketball?
Oh, I answered that question, and I retweeted. Big three. Listen, I saw the one thing in the game with Al Harrington that I wanted to see. I said, if they can dunk here and there, because it is half court, then I would still be impressed with their athletes. Okay, and I'm highly impressed. Number one, Steve, Rashad McCants of North Carolina, that snitch. Okay, he's balling. I think they're really balling more than even I thought they can do to answer your question. But also welcome in to the program from Miami. He's going to make his way up because he's all the way down to the Mayweather-McGregor fight, Maymac World Tour. What's going on? Hello!
What's going on, Mike? Day four. Finally, this world tour has concluded. I wonder who we all got. I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to like my answer once we do talk about it. What's going on?
I think he has switched his tune, which means he's been to band camp. Welcome to the program now, all the way from the DMV, because we know his black ass got some ID. What's going on, Wally?
Everything good, man. That's a good question about the NBA Summer League thing. I like that one. I guess the big three. That's a hard one for me. That's a real hard one for me.
Is that because you're a ballaholic? Are you a ballaholic?
Yeah, I do. But I like I said before, I said this in the past. I think this is the best crop of young talent that the NBA's seen in a long time. So
did
I think
I
this
you
is
a ballaholic.
Hard one.
I met, you know, Lorenzo Ball. Lonzo Ball.
Oh, good one. I mean, I fool with the fan. I fool with the fan. That family's cool to me.
We're gonna talk about Big Baller Brand in his shoes, and also doing this program. But let's just start off with where we have to start off with, because honestly, fellas, it truly is the talk of the world. We've had the NBA playoffs. We've had the finals. I mean, we had the Stanley Cup finals. I'm 41 years old. I can roughly say, honestly, 35 years. I even be more generous to go 38 years of sports life. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, fellas. Jay, Chris, your take. You haven't been here taking part. What do you think so far of the Maymac Tour? Dude, so like you're calling it already a side show and circus. So where is Bob coming to play?
Well, let's put it like this. To be completely honest with everybody, I only watched last night. Now, I heard the first round was great. Second round was pretty good. Didn't bother. I didn't want what happened to me last night to happen to me to go back, and I didn't want to waste that time.
Well, you messed yourself up.
Well, yeah. Well, see, what happened was, you know, I'm gonna go back to a story that I've told before on the show. I didn't see the first Transformers movie when it first came out. I actually didn't see it until it came out on DVD. But I heard everybody and their mama and their mama's mama and their mama's mama and their mama's daddy talk about how great this movie was. So then I bought it on DVD without seeing it, and I put it in, and I watched it, and I said, this movie sucks. There's some funny parts. This movie's garbage. But it was because everybody hyped it.
Right.
So, you know, I'm watching this tour, and I'm watching last night. I'm seeing, you know, Mayweather throw the money, and I'm seeing McGregor with the mink on, and I'm like, okay, you know, Mayweather says form Voltron, and then all that crap happens, and it's just...
Yeah, that was kind of funny. That was the one. I think he called Triple H on that one.
I kind of feel like, at this point, the two fighters, McGregor and Mayweather, last night, I felt like they kind of ran out of things to say. I think they're running on fumes here, and it's just, you know, it's let's hype everybody up, but we really don't have anything.
Let's be real though here. This is unprecedented. You know what I mean? So to run out of stuff to say by day three fully, because the first two were not like your typical press conferences. Where I think if they were, you might have got that out in a four partner, like, you know, like maybe should have built Avatar Last Airbender in four parts. Like, I'm sorry, that's just a sore subject. I had to go there. They really messed that movie up. But if you understand what I'm saying here, if they'd have made it where it was just one day, even 2 days, it may have been even exciting. But by day three, you're right. They were recycling everything they said from day one and two, and they added some things in there that was wrinkled that just were not good at all, which is the form Voltron. So because of that, you eliminated yourself from watching round 4 today. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I couldn't sit through that again. Couldn't do it.
Okay. Well, let's take, before I go get Wally and see where he flows. He is from the DMV. Hago seems to have changed his tune. I've known this man for quite some time, and he's been TBE, hard work, dedication, point to the easy work. But I think the color of his skin, I'm just joking, has switched his side. Hago, are you going with your boy Conor McGregor now? Because I think he gets embarrassed.
you would expect me to go with Conor McGregor, especially since we have this boxing versus MMA. But today, I'll be real with you. You remember I thought yesterday, we were talking about it in our post-fight special today. And I thought Floyd won yesterday. I thought McGregor won the first two.
And so
you know what? I'm going to go and say, Mike, because I thought McGregor being in England, Ireland being part of the United Kingdom, I thought he was going to finally take the series 3-1. I'm going to give this round to Floyd Money Mayweather, and this is a draw when it comes to the trash talking between Floyd Money Mayweather and Conor McGregor. I agree with Jay Chris. I wish Jay Chris would have watched today. If he thought yesterday they ran out of things to say, I'm telling you right now, today is when Floyd Money Mayweather came out and actually knocked out Conor McGregor in the trash talk. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, if this were boxing, you know what I'm saying? And I know that we've been trying to rate this by round, you know, by press conferences.
Right.
Some people gave it to McGregor the first two. Like me, I'm going to give it to McGregor the first two. I'm going to give it to Floyd Money Mayweather the final two. A lot of people.
Let me just find tag you. Did you give this round four for Mayweather a 10-8 or a 10-9?
I'm going to give it a 10-8 because I honestly thought that Conor McGregor ran out of things to
say.
He kept saying the same exact thing.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I really did enjoy, though, about Conor McGregor, it was Espinoza.
Bunch of sheep.
I thought that was great.
You know what? It is great. But I'm not bored at that, man. That man has been responsible for some of the greatest boxing matches in the history of boxing and MMA.
But you know
on Showtime. Conor McGregor thinks he cut his mic, now it's F.U. Espinoza,
right.
And everybody wants to cheer for it. Listen, I gave this a 10-9 first round, 10-8 second round. I gave 10-9 for Mayweather, 10-8 for McGregor round two. I gave yesterday a draw. I get you there. Today, Floyd won this thing like he's going to win the fight because McGregor, by the round five, is going to run out of air because it's a boxing ring. It's a lot more faster than UFC. Ain't nobody. I love the whole take now on the you couldn't beat me in my house. I love that take. I really, truly do. Because you know what? You're probably right. But today, the first day, I'm going to say something to shock you and go to Wally. It's called mixed martial arts. I have seen tons of mixed martial artists without a ground game. Whoop ass in the UFC. I don't underrate anything that Floyd Mayweather thinks that he says he can do. I just don't doubt it. And I think the whole thing with the money, I brought the list last night, Hugo, you were here. I can name all your favorite stars from your Kardashians, okay, to your comedians. And what's your girl in jail with who went to jail? Martha Stewart. They all owe tax money. It's just money. All right? They take your taxes out of your check. Or you would owe taxes too. So shut up. Okay, so
there's one thing that didn't bother me. Mike,
No. Your time is up. It's the hour of power, no longevity. Wally, what do you think about the Maybach Tour round 40? Did you get a chance to watch it?
I'm like Jay Chris. I'm worse than Jay Chris. I haven't watched a single one of them. All I've seen is a little couple of clips on YouTube. I refuse to support this fight. Like, I refuse to support it in every which way.
I asked you, and I'm glad you're saying this. I'm going to ask you now on air. Why do you stay away from this fight?
Because I just don't think it's exhibition. I know what it is, and I've refused for this fight to be historically one of the best fights. I mean, in terms of financially speaking, right, having a gimmick fight as something that's serious, as something that should, like, I guess for me, I look at boxing as something special in terms of prize fighting. And, like, if I want to see two of the best, I want to see two of the best, and that should be a certain amount of money. Like, I went with hate when made with Tyson for Holyfield. Granted, it wasn't the same Tyson, but you knew you still were getting a certain amount of skill in the same profession. I just can't. Like, this annoys me. Like, I'd rather see Mayweather fight a young up-and-coming star. Fight Canelo again.
And I'm not against that. I'm not against that at all. And that thought process, because that's part of me. And the love that I have for the sweet science says, I would like to see him. My wife asked me, I said that to her a little bit. I said, well, you know what? If he could have fought a young lion or a Canelo somebody again and went out, I think that might have helped boxing in a different way. But I also think this helps boxing in a way more than just, I know it's a lot, it's helping Mayweather. I'm not going to be naive to that or jump to that. I don't have to go and ask for the Wizard of Oz. We know that it's money over there just raining like he did on Conor McGregor with one, because I said that's all he was worth. But you're going to get that, and you're going to get a great undercard. You know, the other undercard, I looked it up, but you had Levchenko on that undercard. You had some great boxing matches on Floyd's undercard with Manny Pacquiao that, my mic sounds nice. Check one. All right. Going on over there. But I think, Wally, you have to watch it, because I do think, as much as I think Floyd's going to whoop him, I'm not – the one thing is, can somebody catch him, right? And why not help out the world that's changing? Let's be real here. I know I say boxing still dominates because it's been 100 years, but UFC is it's outgrowing boxing. And it needs to get some kind of fans. I think if you can get any odds, it's like they say, this ain't a fight for you or me. This is a fight for the person that you're walking down the street and you know nothing about them. Like you hear them talking about Mayweather. You're at the water cooler and you've got Tommy and Jessica, who you know don't talk about sports, talking about having a fight party. That's what this is for. Mm-hmm. And I think as a sports fan, you need to go ahead and watch that. Now we're going to bring on M.E. Richmond. He's out there cooking his meat. Pause. What's going on, Micah?
Oh, my gosh. I am smelling like mesquite and cherry. But let me tell you, man. I better know about that. But, you know, I mean, if I'm doing like Conor McGregor, that ain't the best wood I got. You know, I mean, you know, that's doing Conor McGregor, coach. Just saying. It's obviously, I mean, bro, it's been fantastic today. I apologize for my tardiness on this fantastic show that you have going on right now. I'm doing this, and then I got prepared for a game night right after this. So,
you're a man of a thousand holes. Dean Malenko would be very proud of you, sir. He really, really, really would. Round four, the trash talk is going on. So I'm going to just ask a question like this, and we can move on from this a little bit and change the conversation, end this conversation. And that is, to buy or not to buy, Micah? Are you... I don't want to ask you. I know you as a person, so I'm going to ask him anyway. He's going to say no, okay? But I got to ask it, to buy or not to buy, Micah?
This is to buy your beer and your wings and to figure out a way to watch it at home for a special price of $3.99. Or you can go to Buffalo Wild Wings, where I'll be at tonight. You can pay a possible cover charge. Yeah, you can pay a cover charge, and you go ahead and do that.
And spend $30 to eat, and then $30 to drink. And you might as well spend $100 in your own house and charge people.
Exactly. So you might as well. So you might as well go to a spot that you know is not going to have a cover charge, and just have yourself a sip of beer, watch, laugh at what's going to happen to Conor McGregor, and then go home. But if you know me, you know me. I've already found a way to get it for the right price.
Man, everybody has a price. Right, Wally, the king of the fight parties. Are you? I know you say you're against it. You're not watching it, but it's still going to be a big sporting event, and it's a great social. And you're a socialite. Are you going to go be social and watch this fight, Wally?
I mean, it has to be the right venue. But it's not, I'm not going to look for it.
You're not looking for wings that day, Wally. You're the king of the wing search.
Yeah, but I wouldn't look for it. I mean, I'm being real. Like, I won't look for it. There's certain fights I'll look for. I'm not going to be like, you know, like Andre Ward and Kovalev, I was looking for it. Like, I was looking for that fight. I'm not going to look for this.
Guess what, boxing fans? I bet it'd be more entertaining than that fight was.
That fight was Andre Ward, Kovalev is entertaining. I don't know. What do you think it'll be more? Look, we're talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. We're not talking about a bum. We're talking about Floyd Mayweather Jr. This is my thing. Like, he fought Canelo Alvarez. He's one of the best young guns in boxing, right? One of the best young guns in boxing, and made him look foolish. What do you think he's going to do? Like, seriously, like, that's my thing. Like, everybody.
Isn't that still worth your going to spend?
Like, you never know. He has a puncher's chance. Like, the UPS dude that wants to go into a ring with anybody else, he has a puncher's chance. Like,
you look at McGregor as a UPS guy. Oh, come on!
Fighting Floyd.
You
going to
let him say that about your boy?
Fighting Floyd. We're not talking about fighting an up and coming boxer. Where he's fighting Floyd. Yes, he's fighting Floyd. He's a UPS dude. fighting part time. Fighting.
You can't see him doing a Maidana, doing a Kodo. You can't see him wrestling
no,
like that.
No, he's not Kodo. Look, that's insulting to Kodo Maidana. That's insulting. No, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody wants to gas out, gas this dude.
No,
up,
I'm asking. That's not me saying. I'm the
boxing.
People. I'm the commissioner. I mean, I'm the press asking you. So I didn't say this.
Yeah.
I'm asking.
I know. I know. I'm just saying. Like we're talking about. Kodo was an elite boxer, Madonna was an elite brawler in boxing. All right.
Nobody has faith in your boy.
And UFC, Floyd gets his butt whipped by Conor. Fine, that's great. We're talking about a tactician in the ring.
Oh,
going to get somebody.
So you're saying MMA artists are not technicians? Is that what you're saying, Wally?
A tactician in the boxing ring. That's
in
all.
The boxing ring.
In boxing
okay.
ring. Where this
right. is Wally loves to tell it like it is, and don't you dare try to cough my words. That's not what I said. To buy or not to buy, we got a one and O, but kind of like an O and two because Michael said he said he would buy it, but he did not. Jay Chris, to buy or not to buy? That is the question. This panel seems to be very not pro this fight. Jay Vaughn Jr., your thoughts on the offline? Go ahead, Jay Chris.
Let me tell you why you should buy this fight. It's for every other reason. For every reason that you bought every other Mayweather fight, because it's Floyd Money Mayweather. All right, enjoy greatness while you have it. Enjoy greatness while it's here. Okay, and when it's gone, you can talk about it. It's Floyd Money Mayweather. You gotta buy the fight. I don't care if he was fighting Nick Cannon. You gotta buy the fight. Okay. Now,
I don't care if Floyd was fighting Nick Cannon. You gotta buy this fight. Hashtag me, Matt.
Gotta buy the fight. You gotta buy the fight. Look, man. Here's the joke. Here's the big joke. Okay.
Yes.
Conor McGregor. This is Conor McGregor's first boxing match. First professional boxing match. Right.
Right. But he's been boxing since he was a kid.
Wait a minute. This is his first professional fight, professional boxing match, though. Okay? His first one.
I've been fighting all my life.
When have you ever seen anybody be able to get their first professional fight, professional boxing match, be a 12-round fight, and on top of that, fighting the best in the game? Where does that ever happen? Only in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Only Vegas would give them the license to have this fight. They would only Vegas would sanction this fight. I cannot understand for the life of me why Conor McGregor is going into this. I mean, I know why. It's money, right? Outside of that, why is
Jay
he Chris, even allowed to go get into
I,
this
fight? I will tell you right here and now why.
When it comes to boxing, the way to move up is to knock your opponent down.
Did this guy hurt you at all?
Not at all. He hit me one time, and that was just to wake me up.
No.
The Great White Hype. Thursday at 8:30 on E.
That's what it is. This has now become a E Hollywood story movie. The Great White Hype. You remember that starring Damon Wayans? And my great director of Friday Night Lights, the TV show and the movie, and he also helped direct Antoine Fisher with Denzel Washington. The Great White Hype. Hugo.
I like that movie. That's a good movie. I like that.
I think it's a hilarious movie.
Hilarious.
But I saw that picture by King Von Jr. who said Floyd wins also early this morning or yesterday. Yeah, I think it was early this morning. He tweeted it out. And I saw that and I said, wow, that's exactly what it is. Hugo, is this the Great White Hype? Do you have any faith in Conor McGregor with the respect? And as the boxing guy that I grew up to be, I don't put nothing past the MMA guy. I believe that he's going to get his arse handed to him. I said already, I think Floyd will try to knock him out because it's going to be that big of a matchup problem. But then I also got to hear the other side of my head saying, why would Floyd try that? That would be great if Floyd did, but we're talking about Floyd. You know what I mean? So I have both sides of the spectrum saying that. But if he's close enough and Floyd does try that, and McGregor manages to slip one out, can that be the all-time pipe bomb? That's not CM Punk on the stage talking about the business. How go?
Well, first of all, to buy or not to buy, here I'm going to say 100% buy.
Yeah.
I think because I think this bout is not only great for boxing but also for MMA itself and the UFC to probably gain a little bit more viewers. But one thing that actually bothered me that was said, especially by Floyd Money Mayweather, if this were the tables turned around and him going into the octagon and him saying that he could own the octagon, which we all know Conor McGregor would completely eat him alive within 9 seconds of a first round if Floyd Money Mayweather goes inside an octagon.
No, Hugo, you're wrong. Floyd would run around for at least 15
what?
Of those seconds. Conor wouldn't catch him for at least 15 seconds.
If you do believe
too
that,
fast.
But Floyd Money Mayweather within 10 seconds will get destroyed in the octagon. He is too old. He's 40.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you would try to shoot on him, and he would move and uppercut you like you've never been uppercut before because he's a boxer. So it's going to be too fast, too strong, big baller brand. Listen, I don't care how bad Floyd Mayweather's hands are. My opinion has always been the same, and I love MMA. People who are MMA fighters are MMA fighters because they can't say boxing. That's the only reason why they ever came up with the ish. Okay, very few are true loving arts of karate, Bruce Lee style type MMA like Lyoto Machida the Dragon. Okay, but these guys, I've seen them too many times. That's why their records are what they are. Their Hall of Famers have like 13 losses because you get knocked out by doing things. Floyd is so fast.
Let me tell you something.
I think he would move, uppercut somebody, or backward jab somebody, and they're going to say, oh, my God, holy heck. Batman, rest in peace, Adam West. Floyd Mayweather just knocked somebody out.
Well, let me tell you something. I tell you right now, you think Floyd Money Mayweather could take a kick to the face? Absolutely not. He will not
be able
to
hit him first. Can you hit him if you try to kick him? Let's be honest. You want me to believe that McGregor, the guy who calls me a dancing monkey, kicked my ass, Conor McGregor. I was on your team before then. I'm like Michael Wilbon. I hope Floyd whoops his ass. Sorry, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM. Fine. I'm sorry. And I still respect his talent. Okay? That has nothing to do with anything. I'm being honest here. To my belief of what it's... Why am I supposed to believe that Conor has a chance? And I'm saying that I believe Conor has a chance because I believe in his ability to his voice just make a 40-year-old mistake that which all things not fair. What if we're all wrong and he is slower? You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen where guys who really want, I don't care, yeah, they shaking hands and behind it, popping bottles, they're millionaires, no matter what. When that ring, when you go there, what Mike Tyson say? It's all fun and games if somebody get punched in the mouth. And I want to see what's going to happen. I'm thinking you put Floyd in the octagon. I don't care. Tweeting, come at me, bloody elbow. Come at me, any other organization on Twitter about martial arts and what you think Floyd can and can't do. Bully, raise, deadly. All you guys that bust up the radio, I don't care. Shots fired. It's not so presuming that Floyd couldn't do it. That's all I'm saying. The boy can't get hit by a ball that's come at him, and you're supposed to try to swing your fist at him. Come on. Micah. We said to buy or not to buy. What would you cook for a damn barbecue? Or, I'm sorry, a fight party for McGregor and Money Mayweather? Because we're all hungry. What would you cook? Because Wally's
not going. Cooking?
Yeah, because Wally got to be able to get somewhere to eat. Maybe if you could draw him there, he would go see this fight. I know Wally loves good food.
Well, I mean, you know, for McGregor Mayweather fight, what I'll probably do is a May mac and cheese. It'll make sense, you know what I'm saying? You may have mac and cheese, have a little bit of Irish. Yeah, you have some of that Irish cheddar up in there, and, you know, you slap it in the grill so it can get smoked because McGregor's going to get smoked in the boxing ring on that day. So, you know, it's a smoked mac and mac. So smoked May mac. You know, the smoked part is the black guy smoking the white guy, which is the cheese. So, you know, because he's cheesy, because that's all McGregor is when it comes to boxing. He'll be cheesy. Let's see. That'll be the side dish.
You gotta have. I'm trying to figure out. You gotta have some Irish liquor.
I don't drink those kind of beverages like that. I'm not due, but you know, Irish to have an Irish cream, I would have to have a very decent combination of beverage to really make that work. Yeah.
Well, before we got here on this Mayweather discussion, we're on the Maybach tour ourselves. I said I was going to take sides, but damn it, Hugo, it's like two against one right now in MMA. I tried to say neutral, but your boy messed it all up. No, I was just joking. But I'm going to let Jay Chris go, then I'm going to let you go, and you explain yourself, Hugo. You got 3 minutes. Before this world tour started, we started this war between J. Chris, Boston, Hugo, MMA. J. Chris, you said buy the fight. Hugo says buy the fight. Are you still sticking with Mayweather? These days, I think it's going to happen.
Sticking with Mayweather?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Why?
Of course I'm sticking with Mayweather. Of course I'm sticking with Mayweather. There's no way Mayweather loses. Of course, yeah, there's a way Mayweather loses this fight. He gets caught with a lucky shot and is not able to get up. Ain't going to happen. Because you ain't going to tell me that, what's his
first
name, Conor McGregor? Ain't that his
first
name? You ain't going to tell me Conor McGregor hits harder than Shane Mosley or Canelo or Cotto.
Maybe
or
Pacquiao. Well, Pacquiao is
a hell of a
Pacquiao
is really?
I don't think Pacquiao.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Conor is all talk, right? Yeah, he's won a majority, 99% of his fights. I don't know the number, 99% of his fights. But he has lost a fight, right?
Three.
Floyd always say, there hasn't been a way. Nobody's figured out how to beat Floyd yet.
There's a way to beat
Conor McGregor. We've already seen that. We've seen that happen. Come on, man. I'm gonna let Hugo have the rest of the time because he's gonna need it to try to convince me and anyone else that Conor McGregor can win this fight.
Ding ding.
Look, let me say something. I do believe honestly that the fight is not as a landslide like how it was right before this world tour. When I saw Conor McGregor being hyped especially the first two nights, I do have a feeling that Conor McGregor is going to give him a run for his money. Now, I'm here defending MMA. I know it's a boxing match. I'm no fool. I know Floyd Mayweather can beat him in a boxing ring. And I do believe Floyd Money Mayweather will beat him in a boxing ring. However, it's not going to be as easy as all you boxing aficionados out there, Mike Knox, is out saying he's going to knock out. And I heard what you said, that he's going to go out there and knock Conor McGregor. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to be a knockout because, first of all, Conor McGregor is also quick. He's very witty. Yes, I know it's a boxing ring. However, I do have a feeling that this bout will not be a landslide like are making it seem to be. And I'm not saying you. I'm just saying you, boxing aficionados in general. I'm not saying you, Mike, what boxing aficionados are saying. Will Floyd Money Mayweather win? I'll be honest with you. I'm a betting man. Of course I'm going to put my money on Floyd Mayweather because he is the greatest of our era. However, I'll be honest with you. We're talking about a lucky puncher's chance. Canelo had it. Madonna actually took Floyd Mayweather in the first fight all the way to the end. And we all were scared. We thought that Madonna won that bout. I'd be so sure that Conor McGregor is going to get destroyed. I have a feeling that in a good day, McGregor could get some shots on Floyd Money Mayweather. And we're going to have to see. And you said it. But the best of my said is that hopefully Floyd comes out with a big chin. And hopefully he has that chin that he said.
Hugo, hold on, Hugo. I got a question for you, Hugo. I got a serious question for you. Have you ever picked against Floyd Mayweather?
Never. Never have I. Ever. And I'm still not picking against them.
You know why?
As much
you know
as I would
like because you are a smart, intelligent sportsman.
But like I said, as much as I would love for Conor McGregor just for the sport of MMA, because we talked about this yesterday, Jay Chris, and Mike is my witness, after what Mayweather has said, especially when it comes to the racism and all that stuff that he's being accused of, hell, that made me dislike Conor McGregor even more as a person. But what he does inside that octagon, you can't take away what Conor McGregor has done.
Now, I'm sorry to blind tag you, I'm going to tell you why real fast. Is that that's been out there, it's been known, and we talked about it. But also today, to be fair, we have another slur. I'm not sure if that's not considered a racial slur, but a vulgar slur towards homosexuals. With homosexuals today, as Floyd Mayweather called Conor McGregor the old, F-bomb towards the gay community. So, and that shocked me, and I was like, oh, okay, there's certain things, even today, you can't say. You know what I mean? So I think right now, I don't know if that was orchestrated, or I think maybe that just probably came out. I do think there was real heat between the two today. I really do think there's real heat. I know I do. I think there was really real heat. And for some that would say Floyd was pumped in certain instances where he flipped his hat and touched his head, I got to say Floyd was being smart because, okay, I'm not good up here and, you know what I mean, and ruins his money, you know, things like that. So you can
right.
say that all you want to. I know I couldn't have done it, but I don't have those kind of things. So that's what I have to do. 347-637-3859. We got to move on. We got only about 20 minutes left in the show.
All right.
And I got to talk about the shoes. In the shoes, J. Chris said, what do you watch? What do you want more? Summer League or the Big Three? Summer League's still going on. And the guy that you know you're going to keep hearing about, my spirit animal, his father, the Ball family, is all you ballaholics out there right now. I know that's a cheesy, cheapy name they came up with, but I had to come up with it. And is there much to do about nothing with this shoot, or is this a real smart decision made by a father? If you can put, you can insert anything here. What do you two believe is going on with Mr. Ball's shoes, and do you actually even care about it?
I don't care. All I care about, you got a triple double. I don't care about no shoe.
Why do you care about a triple double in summer league?
It's all I care about, man. It's all that triple double, man. Got another triple double. I care about the player, man. Forget his shoe.
First ever
everybody
in summer league history. You know that?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Shaq. I'm like, this man balling. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, everybody's ready to hate as soon as they had that one bad game in his first game. They don't want to talk to the nerves. He's a kid. Like, that can happen. You can be nervous. He settled in, and you see what he can do. He's just the right basketball player, man. I know everybody. I mean, people fixated on the shoe and what it is.
Look at Molly.
That's great.
Look at Molly. Make
great,
it about
man.
The athlete and avoid the question. Well, he answered the question.
Great,
I gave him an opening. I gave him a question. He can answer
talking
the
about
way
the shoe. Talking about this.
About nothing. Is he saying it's the shoes? Is it the shoes or is this man's triple double more important? No, sir.
I'm having trouble here. You said, is it the shoes or is what more important?
I said the question. You heard me, but I will repeat it. Okay. Is it, or is summer league, the game, is triple double more important?
Man, what's
I think they go
important?
Hand in hand.
I think it's a
great marketing ploy, personally. To get one of those people to
follow. The question you asked is tough because of the way you ask it. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think one
that
of them
way.
are that important, to be honest with you. I really don't. I mean, because when it goes down in the books, they're not going to say, well, yeah, he started his rookie year off with a triple double in summer league. No, they're not going to say that. They're not going to count his first triple double to see if he actually gets one, if he ever gets one, which I think he probably will. Okay. With that being said, I'm about sick of all this fashion nonsense being in sports. Come on, man. Let's play sports. Let's stop talking about these tight behind pants people are wearing and they calling it fashion and Euro fashion and these fishnet shirts people are wearing. They
right.
calling it. Come on,
let
man.
Let it go at this point, right? We're not going to change it.
Let it go.
Sally, you just described Russell Westbrook's wardrobe. Right. That's all you were talking about.
Hey,
to him.
I don't know
don't
who wore it. I'm just saying. I'm just
out
saying.
There,
it could be all out there. Whoa. They don't really care about us. All right, Wally. Since you tagged in there, Amy Richard on Twitter, Micah, the ball, the shoes, or the triple double? Which is more important?
You need to go ahead and pause on that first thing that you just said there.
No,
I'm not gonna.
I don't have to pause about saying the balls because that's the name of the family. It's plural.
That is the name of the family. Yeah, that is.
Okay, so
I have balls.
Okay,
that's
and I have six sets of balls and I have two boys. So you know what the case may be. Which one is it about?
All right. Okay. Because of the amount of vitriol the father, one LeVar Ball, gets, and the fact that he came out with the Big Baller brand sneakers, I noticed that certain people who make way much more money than we do have lost all common sense and value. And what the important thing is, the important thing should be, it should be the fact that he's done something that no one else has done in summer league, which is ball out. and have the that should be the most important. But the reason why the shoes are going to be the most important is because they can talk about the shoes and it gives them an excuse to get LeVar Ball back on TV for their ratings purposes, because that's what they're driven by. They're not driven by intelligent sports talk, because if any of them were on our show, we would destroy them. Anyway, so that's just a little, you know, I don't care who you tweet that to, Vaughn. but, you know, they're going to talk about the shoes, and here's why. He had his first triple-double in. Was he wearing Kobe's or was he wearing LeBron's? I believe it was
Kobe's. He had Kobe's on. Kobe's, and then he had
yep.
Harden's last
and
night.
He had
now,
James
Harden,
and then he had James
Harden. He's going to wear the Steph Curry's, and I'm thinking he's going to pull out the Jordans. I would pull out the Jordans.
I really hope he doesn't wear those step-dad shoes.
Steph Curry shoes.
I mean, Steph Curry's a good dude. Steph Curry's a good dude and everything. He's a fantastic basketball player. He got robbed by signing with Under Armour. He really got he should have signed. I mean, he could at least sign with KD's.
I can't say that. I'm going to tell you why. Under Armour saved his ankles. That's my myth, and I'm going to stick with it. He had all kind of ankle problems with other shoes on. He really did. And then he went to Under Armour, and his ankles, he's been balling out ever since. If anything's the shoes that match Michael Jordan, it's Under Armour for Steph Curry, because he became that good when he got those shoes. Wow, what an epiphany. 3-4-7.
That's a good theory. Because
that theory's going down like these press conferences have been. That's exactly what happened. I'm telling you right now, I have no knowledge of this information, but take my word for it. That's exactly what happened right there. 347-637-3859. Jay Chris, I'm going to give you a JMO. Just your opinion about the Big Three. You say you've been watching it more than Summer League. That's going to come up momentarily as you get your JMO together. My bad, I was reading, so you know how I get. People are responding to the tweets that are out there. Mr. Huggo, Mr. You're a fan of the Ball family. What shoe company do you want to have? Or is this all about the triple double?
Come on. Again, what is... It's all about the sport, man. I mean, Mike, really? Really? Come on, man. It's all about that triple-double, man. You know what? What are we talking about shoes for? I mean,
This is why we're talking about shoes, people. This is why we're talking about shoes. Let me just name a couple basketball players for you guys, okay? Closest one to the date, Derrick Rose. What a career Derrick Rose had. And then his knee busted out. Right? Grant Hill. What a career. Jimmy Gordon, the Chiefs, Jimmy Hardaway. You got to set this kid's up future. So I think after the shoes were made cheaply, and if they wasn't, we won't know the answer to that if you get a pair that you can't even get because they're pre-ordered, and they're not getting shipped out to November. And by then, they could have already signed the contract and say Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, or I'm going to throw in that one-to-one talking about Jordan. So why not go ahead and you ball like that? Your shoes is what people are talking about, whether it's us or not, and we know the difference between a triple double and the shoes, but it's out there. It's trending worldwide. Why not go after both? I think this is great. I think my spirit brother, his father, is the smartest negotiator since Don King. Thanks, Champ Creed, for making me see the light. I truly believe that. I think it's a hidden motive behind this, because it's been nothing but a hidden motive behind everything they've done. Who said we couldn't be thinkers? You do know we built the pyramids, don't you, people? 347-637-3859. We're about to get up out of here. And before that, Jay Chris, your JMO, the Big Three, they coming to Philly this Sunday. Are you taking off for this and go see AI and Dr. J back home?
No comment. Don't know who's listening. No comment. This is what I'm going to say, man. I would love to go down there and see it. I actually almost bought two tickets accidentally for over $1,100 just because I put in best available, and apparently best available was front row on the floor. Okay. Not paying that much. That was an accident. I probably wouldn't have went through, but whatever. When you say the Big Three versus Summer League, this is where I stand on it. To me, the Big Three has been better because I think it's been better basketball, albeit being 3-on-3 and half court. I think it's been better basketball being played by, for the most part, seasoned Okay, there's some guys in there that play D League or G League, whatever it is now. But what you have are guys that you have Hall of Famers playing, potential Hall of Famers, legends and all like that. And they're going at it. When the Big Three first came, I think people were thinking it was going to be one thing, and it's really turning out to be a competitive league. These guys are really going at it. They're going at each other. They want to win. They're professional athletes, right? Now, when you go look at the Summer League, you're looking at there's a handful of guys that know they have their spot, the LeVar Balls, the Tatums, the Fultzes, you know, Jackson, you know, all these guys. They know they have their spot on the team, and they're playing with guys that are trying to impress somebody to make some team. And in the midst of them trying to impress, they kind of look terrible, and they're going to end up playing for Makarabi, whoever the heck, in overseas somewhere, or the Shanghai Sharks, or whoever they're going to end up playing for. Or they'll be in the G League, and we won't hear about them for a couple years. So from a basketball standpoint, I think I'm getting a better product right now from the Big Three than I am from the Summer League. And you know, I enjoy the Summer League every single year. For the past 4 or 5 years, I've really looked forward to the Summer League and being a Sixers fan. But, you know, this year I think the Summer League has been lacking, even though I think it's had more star power due to the draft. But the Big Three, I think, has stolen the show in my eyes. Maybe not on the national air, maybe not on the national tip, but in my eyes, the Big Three has stolen the show. And
you know what?
That's just my opinion.
You know what? And I'm sorry to cut your image of jam off. I'm sorry. Listen, how come I haven't seen the Big Three advertised on nothing but Fox Network? I thought these companies always cross-promoted everything. Have you noticed that? I haven't seen any ads for them on any other network other than Fox Sports. I think the promotion for this, maybe the budget for advertising just wasn't good enough.
Probably not. I mean, you know, they're just getting started for one, and you know, there might be some exclusivity things going on there as well. No, you're absolutely right, and I think that's going to be the killer because you can't see the highlights anywhere.
Right.
I think that's really going to be the killer of this league because with them not having highlights on SportsCenter, it really hurts the legitimacy of the league. And this league is a legitimate league. It really
is.
So if you're not seeing it in the papers, the standings in the papers. And I think part of it is because they're not associated. These teams are not associated with any city like they used to seeing professional sports.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think that's part of it. But, I mean, maybe one day that happens. I doubt it. But, I mean, you know, it's different from anything we've seen before as an organized league. And, you know, I think people should embrace it.
They were advertising you to be an owner on Facebook. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, maybe.
They asked you, for these teams, they told you on Facebook, if you were in a certain circle, I guess, and this is all United, know who we are and what we like. It came across my Facebook several times on buying into being an owner of one of these teams. Wally, your take on the Big Three and Jay Chris's love for it?
Oh, I think it's great. I do disagree with this one aspect. I think this summer league is one of the best summer leagues, period, just because I like the influx of talent of the key King Young Guns. I think they score more efficiently than other summer league ballers, some other summer league ballers from other prior years. They shot the ball like 20 times to get 20 or 20 times to get 30 or whatever. But I thought they're more efficient than me in terms of how they score buckets. But I never – you know me. I said this: the Big Three is one of the best things created for basketball because if you ball, you know how hard it is to play 3-on-3 basketball. 5-on-5, you can hide. I've always said this. You can hide on 5-on-5. You can play lazy and you can make it look like you're playing
absolutely
hard,
right.
You know what I mean? But you're playing 3-on-3, you exposed. Like, you exposed. You basically, you out there, and everybody can see what you're doing. You can't play help defense and think it's going to work and make an excuse for it. Somebody has to help. That means you're getting your butt busted. That's what it means. Pause. So, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm just saying, like, so what I love about 3-on-3 and what you said, Mike, and what you said, Jay Chris, is that these dudes are playing hard. And like, initially, you probably thought it was a gimmick. But you got people setting the tone saying that, oh, you know what, we're going to play hard. We're going to trash talk, whatever. Someone told me about it who plays in the league. They told me that and Steven Jackson said that he set the tone. I mean, when this whole thing was going down, he's like, I ain't trying to make friends. I'm trying to be explicit, but he's trying to, you know, do the damn
thing. Trying to win that thing, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk trash. I don't care about Phil. Phil's going to get hurt. You know what I mean? So that means that lets you know that it's a pride thing, and that's what I like about it. It's like when you watch college basketball, you know you play it for the love of the game. It's a pride.
Right.
Like in the NBA, you tend to lose that passion.
Yeah.
For most
because
of
the you're going at the triple double for the shoes.
Yeah, exactly. But three on three thing, it's basically what it is. It's like you playing ball and you say, you know what? I ain't getting embarrassed out here. I'm put that work in. You know what I mean? So I love it, man. That's one thing about that, about the big three. I love it because you see the real passion of basketball.
I have to agree with you on that one. What to me is different from it is watching the coaching aspects. Because I played in three on three tournaments and not being a coach. You know what I mean? You had another. Maybe if you're in a league that maybe had a fourth alternate, but I've only played just three on three. There's no coaches, just you and your teammates. So I wonder how those guys take how those coaches are talking. And to me, it seems they take it as listening to them and what the coaches are seeing out there. I think you're right. I think it's a really good brand of basketball, but they're going to need help from the other networks out there. Guy out there, do you still got meeting on the smoker there? Amy Richmond?
Actually, I'm finishing off now and making sauces.
Finishing off now and making sauces. All right. Big three, have you taken the opportunity to sit down and watch it?
Yes, sir. I have taken the opportunity to definitely watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not summer league basketball, which, you know, this is all respect to Molly. You know, you like what you like, man. I ain't going to ever fault you for you liking what you like, just like, you know, you don't watch wrestling like me and Mike Knox watch wrestling and stuff like that. But I can't get behind people who you know, showing off in front of scrubs, man. I mean, I know they're not all scrubs, but to me, in my eyes, until they play the regular season of basketball, I ain't going to believe a daggone thing. I don't even believe in Lonzo Ball's triple-doubles because, you know, they came with a lot of different turnovers and stuff, almost as efficient as Russell Westbrook during the season. But I'm just saying, that's just me. I was watching the Big Three, and I was enjoying the trash talk. I was enjoying the chippiness, and I was like, this is why we like the old school basketball, because these guys got down on here and they just like, you know, a little elbow here, you know, a little kick to the groin there. You know, no one made a big fuss about it or cried. You know, it was just like, all right, I got you. You went on ahead and try to start something. I got you. And that's what I like about the Big Three. I did enjoy how Chauncey Billups, the Killer Threes, I have been enjoying them, primarily probably because of Steven Jackson. that dude's just wrong. There's basketball players that I've been watching that I've never even heard of, and I was very interested in knowing who they were. I saw this guy, he was playing with Mike Bibby. His last name was Johnson. And at first I thought it was Larry Johnson. I was like, oh, that's not Larry Johnson.
Oh, Ivan Johnson.
I was about to get excited. I was like, Larry Johnson's in the gym. He's balling out. Oh, no, that's not Larry Johnson. Okay. But no, I've been watching that, and I do like the 3-on-3 aspect. I like the competitive nature of it. And I think it's kind of like this. Mike Knox, you can attest to this. The Big Three basketball is NXT or New Japan or Lucha Underground. Mm. For wrestling fans who want to be on the hardcore side of what wrestling can be and what it should be, the hard aspects of it, I think the Big Three kind of bring some of that back for what I believe to be hardcore traditional basketball fans who grew up in a time where throwing an elbow meant you just threw an elbow. That was a tournament foul. You'd be all right. You'd be all right. Man,
anybody throw the elbow and think it's all right, but I'm going to get an elbow right back into the arm. Yeah, I agree with you on that one, though. And I think that's a good maybe not so much all three, four that you named, but definitely to me, I think that New Japan old school type of thing, you know, and you cross boundaries there with that one as well. How about, you know, these companies taking note? I think right now with the Conor McGregor stuff, with Money Mayweather, everything that surrounds both guys, whether you're in or you're out on this, to buy or not to buy on this, that is the question. Whether you are looking at this guy balling in summer league, whether you're looking at the All-Star break and how they're advertising now, young players, as we get the Red Sox versus the Yankees starting tonight. We also get the Cubs making a big trade with the White Sox. And some think it was a good trade. Honestly, I didn't. I didn't like the shit at all. Don't sell me a picture that says, okay,
First two of my best young prospects. I get their prospects, but I've watched teams like the Philadelphia Phillies hold on to prospects and get rid of them. Not always work out. Sorry, Dave, Chris, you know I love Philadelphia Phillies as well. But I didn't like that move.
Hey, blind tag, Aaron Judge should be a Philly right now.
Wow.
He should be a Philly right now. They offered them for Cole Hamels back when we had Cole Hamels. That's all I'm going to say.
I got nothing back for Cole Hamels. Wow, he could be a Philly. I got to bring it up for you Philly fans. I apologize and my condolences. But all this stuff going on brings me to my point is just the summer's really been exciting for us, but it normally is not. Free agency, summer league, big three. We normally go into summer shows like, man, what are we going to do? Oh, we got wrestling for us wrestling guys, but for the daily show, we're just like, we love baseball, but can you talk about baseball all summer long? And I think this has been one of the best summers to do that as far as if you're a sports fan. I love everything going on, and I am 100% sold on into the world with the Maymac World Tour. Yeah, it took its course. I thought that because the way they had the ring stuff was going to be a little bit different. I have an answer to question. They did do at the end, which they would have gotten a single question asked. And they got like maybe 7-8 questions. They were asked if they pulled him after the face-off went off, and he was asked nothing. Okay, the hate for money Mayweather is absolutely astonishing. And I love his response by saying, boo me or cheer me, either way is putting money in my bank account. That right there is the whole entire argument for who won this fight. Okay, he may literally walk away with close to $500 million, y'all. And they have to say this man is broke because he owes the IRS like $45 million. Come on, y'all. How did they just say this? I can't even say them. Come on, man. There it is. That's his thing right there. Listen, we got boxing this week. Ghost of Guerrero fighting this weekend. We got young up and coming undefeated fighters on HBO After Dark. We got UFC. On FS1, I thought it was Fox. That's next week. I apologize. That's FS1 this week. And more Summer League and more Big Three. Wow. What a busy weekend, guys. We love you guys for tuning in. Jay Chris, what are you watching this weekend?
I wasn't ready for that question. I'm watching back as I return to work this weekend.
You should watch World Planet of the Apes.
Oh, you know what I'm watching tomorrow? I'm watching Venus play for the finals in Wimbledon.
Yes, I went to you for that, and I don't know what took you so long to get there. History being made. What, they call it breakfast at Wimbledon. So get it right.
Yeah, Wilmington, too. It's all right.
Wilmington, too. I've always messed it up, and I can't get it right, but I'll tell you get it right. Why? What are you watching this weekend, man?
Yeah, Venus and Wimbledon. I'm definitely gonna see it. I'm rooting for Venus, and I can't. I want Federer to lose too, but that's on Sunday. So.
Oh, I don't.
I don't even. I always go against him, except for these last 2.5 years. No lie, I've been a Federer hater. Just like a regular other sports guy. Where you think I have some hate? I have hate to be from Tennis too. I used to hate Federer. Him and Pete Sampras. Didn't like none of them. Sorry, he won too damn much. That's all I see. But I've been cheering for him, and I hope he goes out like Phoenix. I really do. I think he goes just quick after it's over. You know what I mean? And just go on. But I'm going to be watching a lot of things. I'm just supposed to be getting power this weekend, more Planet of the Apes. The summer just keeps getting better and better and better. And guys, listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some mint. And don't love God. That's crazy. We out here, y'all. See you on Monday. Peace.
Great cash, homie. This is the Soul in Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul in Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you!
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
What's the big rush?
It's Black Friday in July at Macy's.
Wait, isn't Black Friday in...
Right, but right now, prices are so low, it's like Black Friday.
In July.
Exactly. And we get an extra 25 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Gotta tell you, these specials are incredible.
And we get free shipping online.
With any $49 purchase.
Okay, what's wrong?
Shouldn't we have had a big turkey dinner yesterday?
It's Black Friday in July, now at Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale prices.